Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW here on 1150 AM in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. I'm actually broadcasting today from the Scatter Creek Winery in historic Tenino, Washington, just south of Olympia. If you are in the area, please stop by and be part of the show. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and to make this world a much better and much happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make the earth a better place. I want to thank everyone out there in the listening audience for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the 3.1 million Seattle and Puget Sound area, and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with listeners in over 60 countries. Today's shows will be really special because I'll be interviewing people who've taken some really good ideas on sustainability, on water, and making this planet a much better place, and then implementing them in the private marketplace. As one example, during the first hour, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific time, I'll be interviewing a gentleman named James McMath, who's the president of Pristina Water Company, located in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The company specializes in what they call beneficial microorganisms, also known as probiotics, and innovative structured water products. James is also a Hado instructor from the Emoto office and also a big supporter of the Emoto office in Tokyo. Pristina Water Company is now one of the world's most experienced and cutting-edge water companies. And for more information, please see their website at www.pristinawater.com. His interview should be really interesting and out of this world. During the second hour from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., I'll be interviewing a lady named Asha Deliverance, who's the founder and president of Pacific Domes. She's been in business for 26 years. Her website is www.pacificdomes.com. She's a truly amazing lady who's, in my opinion, one of the most creative housing leaders in America, offering cutting-edge solutions and alternatives in technology, design, and shelter. She's also been a big supporter of the Standing Rock Sioux Indian Tribe in North Dakota against the oil companies and big banks trying to destroy their ancient burial sites and water supplies. And I really applaud her for her good heart, and she's a wonderful lady, and her interview should be really out of this world. I appreciate everyone's support for this radio program because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. With that, I want to thank everyone for their wonderful donations and support, especially Marku in Finland, Judith in California, Marie and Alan on Camino Island, Robert, Julia, and Louise in Bellevue, Washington, Drandy and Jessica on Mercer Island, Darren in Olympia, Washington, Corey in Kent, Robert in Bellevue, Tom Frazen, Sig Sigby in Norway, David Lowe in Singapore, Juan McGregor and Raj Shastri in Toronto, Canada, and everyone around the world who helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. And with that, I'd like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma, the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon, and we're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this planet a much better and much happier place. With that, I'd like to thank my good friend Carol, who's been signing my website and providing wonderful support, my friends Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiromoto, Mrs. Emoto, and Dr. Yasu Nimoto of the Emoto Peace Project and Emoto Office in Tokyo, Japan, my friends in the Galactic Alliance, who I know are listening today and been supporting the show, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful producer, Eric, and my station manager, Eric Crema, without whose help and support this program would not have been possible. I've started a spiritual mentoring program. I've been in touch with the other side for over 22 years, and I can help with people with relationship issues, past lives, career choices, and contacting friends and family who've passed on. If you're interested, please send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com. And I can also be reached here in the United States at 509-750-9793 or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. The program is supported entirely by donations, and if you'd like to donate, please go to our website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, and you can click on the PayPal link. Out of This World Television is now broadcasting as well 3 times a week on Comcast Channel 22 here in the Lower Puget Sound area. These TV programs are also available on both YouTube and Vimeo, either under Out of This World or my name, Ted Marr. We have approximately 14 episodes now that should be on the YouTube, or if not, they will be soon. If you're here locally in the area, the television program is broadcast on Tuesdays at 6 p.m., Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m., and Saturdays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Comcast Channel 22. I want to thank everyone who came to my Galactic Wisdom Conference in June of 2016. It was incredible experience for, I know, everyone who came, a big success. We'll be having another one on March 10, 11, and 12 in 2017, and following the conference on March 14th and 15th, I'll be bringing in one of the world's most famous Hado therapists from Tokyo, Japan, Dr. Yoshi, who will be selling Hado machines and giving Hado treatments. I'm also giving an early bird special for those who register before the end of the year, where they'll receive $25 off the registration fee. And if you're interested, please go to our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com, or you can send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We're going to have some interesting people there. Scott Limriel will be coming up from Los Angeles to put us in touch with his friends from the Galactic Alliance. I've also invited Canadian Defense Minister Paul Bellier to come to the conference, and as well as Billy Faye Woodard and Zora of the Hollow Earth. I also wanted to tell everyone that I do need a volunteer assistant to help me with the various programming and scheduling for my show, as well as the Galactic Wisdom Conference coming up next year. If you'd like to help, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can send me you can call me at 509-750-9793. I have my first guest on the line, but before we go to him, I'd like to just mention some wonderful conferences and events coming up. From now through November 5th, I'm sponsoring a West Coast tour by Michiko Hayashi of the Hono Peace Project in Tokyo to talk about the messages from water and the wonderful work of Dr. Masaru Emoto. She will be giving a presentation at Evergreen State College at the Longhouse on October 30th. From 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. that Sunday, October 30th, and then she'll be returning to Olympia at the New Traditions Cafe in downtown Olympia from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on November 2nd. On November 3rd, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., she'll be at the Crystal Voyage Bookstore on Cedar Street off 38th near the Tacoma Mall. And finally, she'll be at the beautiful Listel Hotel at 1300 Robson Street in beautiful downtown Vancouver, Canada, on November 4th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'll be there as well, giving messages, presentations from messages from President John F. Kennedy, Professor Albert Einstein, Michelle de Nostradamus, and other great spirits. I'm writing a book now on messages, great messages from these masters, which should be done within the month, and then I will tell you all about then how to get a copy of the book. For information on these events or tickets, please visit our website at www.emotopeaceproject.me. Also, there's more conferences coming up as well. If you're in the Seoul, South Korea area, there's the Eastern Disclosure Conference on November 19th and 20th. They have a lot of wonderful speakers, and their conference website is easterndisclosureconference.com. I have been told that sometimes sometimes it's hard to get on the website, so if you have any difficulties, please go to the Hollow Earth Network .com website. That's www.hollowearthnetwork.com, and then it'll give you lots of information. On January 21st, I'll be also hosting a wonderful fair called the Cosmic Awareness Fair at Harmony Hall at the Washington RV and Events Center at 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia, Washington. There will be over 20 vendors there. Admission will be free. And at 1 p.m. on January 21st, I'll be giving a presentation on the Emoto Peace Project and how we can make the world a better place. Admission is free, and I hope you can come. Now let's go on to my first guest, James McMath. James, are you there? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful, wonderful. For people who don't know about you, James, I'd like to read a little bit about your biography. You're the president of Pristina Water Company, which is located in beautiful Santa Fe, New Mexico. Both you and your wife, Sabine, started your journey when you launched a natural health retail business called Emerald Earth. And it's kind of a long story from there, but then you discovered beneficial microorganisms, also known as probiotics. And from there, you met Hiro Emoto and discovered the works of Dr. Masaru Emoto. And you're big fans of the beneficial microbes. And the thing that I like about your company, James, is that you've taken a lot of the good research that's been done by the Emoto office in Tokyo and applied it in a way to make some really wonderful products for people, like what you call structured water and probiotics. Could you tell me a little bit about that, by the way, what kind of work you do? I know people are really interested in your...
Well, yes, I'll start by just explaining that there was an important discovery made in the early 1980s by Dr. Higa out of Okinawa, Japan. And what he discovered was the most ancient organism on the planet, which is a phototropic bacteria that has the Latin name Rhodosuetomonas palustris. Mm-hmm. And this particular microbe actually lives in volcanic magma. It can survive up to 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
But the beauty of this microbe is as the planet is forming and is still a large toxic stew, it feeds on toxins as its primary food. And so as it's rapidly consuming the toxins on what we call the toxic stew of the planet, its main waste products were nitrogen and oxygen.
Wow.
And that's what produced our atmosphere.
Wonderful. I'm sure you've seen this movie, James, but I wanted to mention it to you. Okay. There was a movie made by a gentleman named Tetsuya Shiratori, who, in my opinion, is one of Japan's best spiritual filmmakers. Anyway, when I had my Galactic Wisdom Conference last June, I showed a copy of his movie here for the first time in North America here at my conference. And in that movie, there were some amazing things documented, including how effective microorganisms have been used to, for example, clean up the river in Tokyo. And there's now actually a salmon run. Salmon are now returning to Tokyo, and they actually have a fishery there where people go out and catch salmon in the middle of Tokyo, one of the world's biggest cities, which I thought was just incredible. And if they could do that for Tokyo, think what they could do for Manhattan. You could fish maybe from the Empire State Building and catch salmon again.
Well, the beauty of this discovery is these microbes feed on what we call toxins as their food. And then as they digest the toxins, they produce what we would call beneficial byproducts. The more toxic the environment, the more food source they have, the faster they reproduce and the faster they'll clean up virtually any toxic waste site or area that's been damaged, you know, by natural disasters as well. So it's a pretty major discovery. And Dr. Higa discovered how to combine it with other beneficial microbes in order to function in an atmosphere that's full of nitrogen and oxygen, which is a waste product for these microbes. So it took a bit of engineering or creativity to discover how to get them to function again, you know, above ground in an oxygen environment.
Beautiful. Now, what kind of products do you offer people to help them clean up the environment? Let's say, I'm not sure what questions to ask, but let's say if they've got they've got water pollution, oil pollution. How can you help them clean up places?
Well, that's essentially what we're working on with our new company. Mm-hmm. When we first started with Dr. Higa, he frequently told, you know, the practitioners, now be sure to crystal structure your water first before mass producing the microbes. Mm-hmm. And the microbes will have much longer longevity and have better performance. Mm-hmm. And so we're all perplexed. What are you talking about, crystal structured water? How's that different from regular water? Mm-hmm. And then he proceeded to introduce us to Dr. Emoto, and who he had known for many years before either of them became famous. So it was through our working with the microbes that we discovered more information about crystal structured water and Dr. Emoto. Mm-hmm. And from there, Sabine and I started working with the son of Dr. Emoto, Hiro Emoto, who was living in Los Angeles at the time, and started selling in our retail shop a lot of the products that the Emoto Institute was offering.
Mm-hmm.
And so from there, Sabina and I just started going deeply into researching, you know, the frequencies and how to revitalize water so that it's returns to its natural crystal structure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually far more complicated than people realize.
Mm-hmm.
But in so doing, we realized we were opening a door to a whole new business venture, because mm-hmm. nobody, at least in America, is offering what we call crystal structured water.
Mm-hmm.
And the advantage of crystal structured water is it hydrates much faster, absorbs into its environment quickly, mm-hmm. And provides the healing energies that whatever that organism is, whether it's plant, animal, or human. So crystal structured water is an important discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we started working with the crystals, we realized that different types of crystals will complement beneficial organisms in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we realized that there are going to be more and more products that we can create in combination with unique water crystals and unique combinations of beneficial microbes. But there again, the key ingredient is the phototropic microbe that can rapidly detoxify its environment. So we will start producing a broad variety of microbial products using the crystal water in different blends. So we're in the process of creating, you know, a broad variety of products. But right
Beautiful.
Now,
mm-hmm.
right now we're just offering the what they call effective microorganisms, which is the blend that's used for decontaminating. So those can be used for gardening to rapidly improve the microbial cultures in the soil. It can be used to clean up septic systems. It can be used for creating non-chemicals, hot tubs, swimming pools. There are a variety of applications, actually hundreds of different applications that we can start using. It can also be used to rapidly clean up oil spills by decontaminating the sludge from the oil spill. Once it decontaminates the sludge, it becomes a vegetable oil, which the fish, marine life, can actually eat.
Isn't that amazing?
Had the big disaster in the Gulf of Mexico,
right.
instead of, you know, spraying on the suppressants,
right.
dispersants, if they just sprayed on the beneficial microbes, it would have rapidly decontaminated it, and then the fish could have come up and consumed the petroleum oil.
So, pardon me for interrupting, James, but I have to ask you this question. I know that Dr. Emoto found through his research with water that everything is vibration, or what's called, he called hato, which is vibration. And
yeah.
your structured water and your effective microorganisms, he found that do you find in your research that your effective microorganisms and structured water actually raises the vibration of the water so that this pollution goes away?
Well, when you get right down to the core issue, virtually everything in the universe is comprised of energetic vibrations. What
right.
we call matter is actually energy vibrations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if we can learn how to work, you know, scientifically with the phenomena of energy, frequency, vibration, we're opening the key to rapidly cleaning and restoring the health of all the environment. So
let me ask you a big question, it's one that's been ignored, unfortunately, by most of the U.S. media. I mean, you don't even hear about it anymore. But it's Fukushima, which happened 5.5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and would for my listeners in Japan and my worldwide audience, would effective microorganisms, would your products help clean up Fukushima?
Actually, they've been using it for the last 5 years.
Oh, wonderful.
And from the reports we're getting from the Emoto Institute, it's actually working quite well to help decontaminate and cleaning up the ocean environment mm-hmm. around, you know, the Japanese islands. But that never seems to get on the media for some reason.
Well, they can't. The media, as I don't want to be too critical of our mass media in the United States, but they're so focused on the presidential election now. I mean, between that and maybe some sports games, you don't hear about anything else. Nothing. So that's it.
Yeah, and it just tends to focus more on disaster and not necessarily resolution of disasters.
Well, I have to tell you, for my many listeners out here in Seattle, we have a beautiful body of water called Puget Sound. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not, there are places in Puget Sound which are not too clean, but they're clean, but they could be a lot better because there is pollution problems. Could effective microorganisms help to clean up Puget Sound from your experience?
Oh, yes. Definitely. Like I say, the more toxic the environment, the mm-hmm. faster these microbes will reproduce. And then once the toxicity is removed, the populations go back down to a small level mm-hmm. and become what they would call benign or go into hibernation mm-hmm. and wait for another disaster, and then they come back to life.
That's amazing. That's amazing. What about for people, like, let's say, in Africa and other parts of the world who need clean drinking water? Can mm-hmm. you use effective microorganisms to clean up water supplies so that their water's cleaner to drink?
Well, we need to start developing systems where it's easy to apply and mm-hmm. Fix the problems. And so that's where some of our work and research is coming into play, because when you have the crystal water in combination with the microbes, mm-hmm. you're going to get far better results. So mm-hmm. through our testing, we discovered that if we can freeze dry, especially what they call compost teas, compost tea, their lifespan is at best 48 hours. Mm-hmm. So if we're trying to ship it, our formulas to distant places, mm-hmm. they're no longer potent by the time they get there. So if we can freeze dry them, mm-hmm. they may go into suspended animation, mm-hmm. Stabilized, and then the weight is reduced, by at least 99%, and so we can ship them to the location, add the crystal water to the freeze-dried solution. Mm-hmm. They come back to life, and then you apply them on site. So we're working on systems so that it can be applied much more efficiently and effectively, away from central locations where the microbes are being produced.
Wonderful. Now, I'm not a scientist, James, but what is compost tea exactly?
It's a broad variety of different types of microorganisms. Uh-huh. And you have to understand that some microbes don't coexist too well with other organisms. So when you mm-hmm. create your special blends, mm-hmm. they have to be compatible with each other. Mm-hmm. And so these compost teas are comprised of a broad variety of very complex systems of organisms that can, but when applied to an environment where they're desperately needed, mm-hmm. they can do dramatic recovery of the soil, the water, even through the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Actually, the microbes that are actually in the soil mm-hmm. will consume the carbon that's in the atmosphere, and this is how nature keeps the CO2 in balance, roughly at 300 parts per billion. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So our chemical farming has been destroying these microbes that keep the CO2 in balance.
And leading to possible problems in global warming.
And now we're over 400 parts per billion, wow. and it's creating major havoc as far as the greenhouse effect on the planet. So using our systems for organic farming, which are doubling the yield over chemical farming,
wow.
Reducing water usage by 50%, and eliminates the need for your toxic pesticides, herbicides, and synthetic fertilizers, which are also toxic. Instead of the farmers being the major polluters on the planet, the farmers become the caretakers and the agents for restoring the health of the planet.
Well, as you know, there is a company called Monsanto here in the United States that's created many genetically modified food products, which depend upon these highly damaging synthetic fertilizers. Yeah. And you're offering a wonderful private market alternative to that for agricultural producers and government as well.
Yeah, actually what they're doing is basically killing or deadening the soil and then replacing the food sources with chemicals to feed the plants instead of the soil feeding the plants. And using our systems, the microbes are actually producing the nutrition that the plants need. And so when you restore the health of the microbes in the soil, the plants become much healthier and hardier, and virtually it's doubling the yields over chemical farming. So it's just a matter of time before all farms around the planet will return to organic farming, simply because it's far less expensive and much higher yields. So it's just far more efficient way to do farming.
Well, I have to tell you, you know, that's why I'm so happy to have you on my show today, James, because you're implementing some wonderful ideas through the private marketplace to make this planet a better place. And you're not just a theoretical scientist, you're actually doing it. And so that's why I'm so happy to have you on today. Could you please give your website out again so people can find out more information about your company? I've got a lot more questions, but could you get that out, please?
Sure. Well, our microbial website is emeraldearth.com.
Okay.
Emerald as the gemstone, and then earth, earth.com. And then our crystal water company, which is just, getting into circulation into the West Coast, mm-hmm. is drinkpristinawater.com. And that's Pristina with a P as in Paul, mm-hmm. as in pristine environment. So in the near future, we'll start offering a broad variety of organic Pristina food and beverage products as a result of our improved farming techniques. Mm-hmm. But, we have to take it one step at a time. So we're starting with water and organic beverages right now.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, the U.S. used to lead the world in so many different areas, but with the continued reliance upon genetically modified foods and all the damage that's done by synthetic fertilizers and synthetic pesticides, your company offers a really wonderful alternative that's sustainable and can help with global warming as well, in all kinds of ways to make this planet a better place.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? And the beauty of it is they work rapidly. So we see that once this catches on, we can get the CO2 back to the 300 parts per billion level that it normally is at. So it's pretty amazing how fast these microbes can work.
Mm-hmm. Amazing, amazing. Whereabouts have you had a lot of interest worldwide for your products?
Well, we've been in business for 3 years as far as a production company. So, it's taken 3 years just to get into circulation. We're getting very close to being in all the Western United States with our crystal water, and we're about to start launching the organic beverages. But, it takes time to build a company.
Sure. Well, I'll do everything I can to help you get your word out. I wanted to tell you, my pleasure. There's a wonderful a professor named Jerry Pollack at the University of Washington, and he does so many wonderful different experiments. He's a great guy. I really like him, and his family. But according to him, he says that structured water has a lot of health benefits. And you can structure the water. In other words, you make it with a higher vibration. So then when you drink the water, then you you help heal yourself. That's one of the, of course, and I know that you went to the Moto School in 2015 for the instruction. I was there too. What month were you there in 2015?
It was this time last year.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, we just must have missed each other because I came...
Oh, man.
Yeah, I came in May last year, and I think you were there in November. So,
right.
Anyway, yeah, yeah. So, um, yeah, Yeah, great, great,
well,
great.
You know, Dr. Pollack also, you know, said to companies like mine, you know, who espouse that we're producing crystal water, which we've verified by the Emoto Institute, but, you know, get the clinical testing and verifications established so that you can verify, you know, the health benefits of drinking crystal water. And so we look forward to working with some of the large clinical research facilities and getting those tests underway so that we can actually verify how much faster the body hydrates drinking the crystal water. Right now, you know, nobody's really tested water before because I guess there just hasn't been that much difference in purified water. But crystal water behaves in a whole different manner, and this is one of the great discoveries made by Dr. Pollack. He's discovered that crystal water is actually quite different, behaves quite differently than conventional, what we call dead water.
What's like dead water? Is that a water without any charge on it at all, or is it just doesn't contain? Is it like more poisonous than anything else?
Well, what we call dead water, it can be highly purified, but the energetic vitality of the water has been deadened. Water is a conduit for electricity. If you've ever been in a swimming pool or a lake when there's a thunderstorm, the lifeguards say, get out of that water, you know, because water is a conduit for electricity. And so when you're processing and filtering water, it gets it clean, but it also deadens the vitality of the water molecules. And so once the water is clean, you also need to recharge it just like you would a battery. And once it's recharged, then it returns to its natural crystal structure and has those vital energies that the crystals produce for your health and benefit. I think what we're discovering from my observations of Dr. Pollack's research is when you drink dead water, your body actually has to transform it into crystal water before it can absorb into the cells.
Wow.
And so this is a very hard burden on the body to have to transform the water while it's sitting in your digestive tract. So if you can just drink crystal water straight, it immediately absorbs and hydrates.
Can
and
you...
So doesn't have to, you know, go through the ordeal of transforming the water.
You know, I have to tell you, mention this to you, James, what good water and crystal water and structured water are so important for people's health that I think your ideas ought to be implemented and consulted with every water system in America, certainly in Canada, across the world, because you have such wonderful ideas, and I think that you offer a real solution. You know, so many people have health problems out there.
Yeah.
And instead of addressing the issues of health regarding from a water standpoint or vibrational standpoint, people instead are led down the primrose path of pharmaceutical companies, of lots of drugs, which doesn't really help. They also often just treat the symptoms. But you've got some wonderful ideas there. I hope I hope this helps to get your ideas out.
Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, yeah. And also, too, you know, instead of having a company like Monsanto, I'm sure there's some intelligent people there at the company. Instead of producing products which destroy the environment and hurt people's health with carcinogenic GMO foods, it would be well for them to consult you. Maybe they could incorporate some of your ideas into their own, in helping the planet, actually, rather than producing products which destroy it.
I think you just cannot argue with success, and eventually these new microbial solutions for sustainable agriculture will far exceed what the chemicals can achieve. And so these companies can't argue with success, and rather than becoming an obsolete company, they need to move forward with techniques that work the best. Also, Monsanto, you may have heard, is they're in negotiations to be purchased by Bayer, pharmaceutical company, which is a German-based company.
Right.
Yeah. And so hopefully the German, if they do purchase it, the Germans tend to be more long-term oriented towards building businesses rather than short-term benefits. So who knows, maybe we can collaborate in a much more productive, beneficial way, as the new technologies evolve. I might add that what we're going through a paradigm shift from suppressive mechanistic approaches to science to regenerative organic approaches to science. Wonderful. And the organic approaches are based on the technology that nature's been using for billions of years. We don't have to recreate the universe. The universe is doing a beautiful job as it is. We just need to learn how to work with the creativity and the intelligence of what nature's been producing for such a long time. So instead of disrupting and altering, we need to learn how to work in partnership and balance with our natural ecosystems.
I couldn't agree with you more. Well, I'd love to hear more about your research. What other areas is your company focusing in on for research or products?
Well, mainly we want to go after the agriculture because that's the quickest way to solve the greenhouse effect. So we're actually working in collaboration with some of the leading microbiologists in the at least Western United States, and they're coming up with these incredible compost teas that can rapidly, once they're in the soil, basically you just need to feed the soil with your organic fertilizers, and these microbes will sustain themselves, and you don't need the chemicals, whether it's for pesticides or for herbicides. You don't need those anymore because healthy plants self-regulate and don't need, killing off the insects and the weeds. They regulate themselves.
You know, I want to share this with you, James, and I'd love your opinion on this. For those of you living in the American Midwest, I worked and lived in Iowa during the 80s, and a beautiful place. And one of the things I always enjoyed seeing in the middle of the summer were the monarch butterflies coming around. Well, people may not realize it around the world, but those beautiful butterflies now are near extinction, and it's thanks to Monsanto, because Monsanto has wiped out the milkweed and other food sources for the monarch butterfly, and unfortunately, with the habitat virtually gone, the butterfly is almost extinct right now. Fortunately, there are efforts underway to establish habitat for the butterfly in the American Midwest. But the main problem is Monsanto, because they've done this through their genetically modified corn products and other crops.
And the bees.
And the bees now are extinct. They're now an endangered species list because they're close to extinction as well.
Trying to kill off the insects is not the solution.
Right.
The insects will self-regulate if they're put in a healthy, productive environment. And killing the soil and the organisms in the topsoil is not the solution. Regenerating and bringing them to full life and potency is actually the solution.
Well, and part of the problem, and I hope there are some people from our government listening today who want to make the world a better place. Part of the problem, of course, in our current Food and Drug Administration is headed by the former chief lawyer for Monsanto. and the other problem, too, I'm not going to get into the presidential election, but Hillary Clinton's chief campaign strategist running her campaign is a former Monsanto official. And she loves fracking. So, I mean, it's like you got to look at the people, irregardless of what these so-called leaders say they're going to do for the people in the country. You have to look at, I think, the kinds of people that they appoint to their various positions, and then kind of it speaks for itself. But yes. I wish some of these of our so-called leaders would wake up and realize that this technology that they're using is like the horse and buggy. It's very destructive. The planet's, there's not a lot of time left. We're destroying the planet, and you've offered a wonderful alternative for governments and to follow. And I think your dog confers with that. Yeah, I could hear him in the background. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. You know, it's time that our politicians lead instead of follow.
Right.
And, but you know, it's also, you know, the paradigm shift is affecting all institutions on the planet. So it is, you know, going through a metamorphosis right now, and so what we call the old paradigm is making its final last hurrah before the new shift takes place. But I see the millennials, boy, they're getting it so fast.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to move into the new paradigm very rapidly. If we can just survive the next 10 years, I think the planet will be in pretty good shape.
Well, the information I received last month is that there's been a huge wave of white light that's hit the planet. It hit the planet, James, between September 5th and the 15th, and again hit the planet on September 22nd and 23rd. October is a light month, I've been told, but it'll be coming back again just before Christmas on December 22nd and 23rd. Mm-hmm. And the planet, of course, I'm a psychic, I talk to the other side all the time. And my spirit friends on the other side say that the entire planet, James, has shifted from the negative to the positive as of last month. And right. So companies like yours are the vanguard of the future. And companies like Monsanto, who refuse to implement new wonderful technologies that will actually help people on the planet, will eventually fail and go by the wayside. Because this is a time of good things happening for the humanity and the future of the planet. And if you don't go along with the program, you're going to be you'll be out. You won't be around anymore. So
it's kind of a do or die situation in terms of shifting.
Sure.
The paradigms, if we stay stuck in the old paradigm much longer, you know, our potential for survival gets lower and lower.
Sure.
But I am seeing the shift happening quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just be glad when the old paradigm has had its last hurrah and we can move on and move forward and not have to keep going backwards and trying to reinvent the wheel.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. Where's your company located again, James?
We're in beautiful Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. Do you have your products there, helping out the Santa Fe farmers, for example?
Well, in southern New Mexico, we've been working with associates, you know, using the microbes 5-6 years ago, and so. 5 years ago, they had tremendous weather extremes with the chili farms, and most of the farmers lost 95% to 100% of their crops. It was just a terrible year for the chili farmers.
Right.
Well, the farmers who shifted over and started using our microbes that year more than doubled their yield, while all the other farmers were losing their crops. These guys were doubling their yield in that particular year.
Well, I have to give some names. I hope you don't mind. You gave me the name of Jim Thomas at El Pinto Farms.
Yes,
and he more than doubled his organic yields over chemical farming. And these chilies that he grew are huge. They look like maybe some old sci-fi movie, Mutants from Outer Space, but they're just huge.
You know, of course, their neighbors were like, what kind of seeds are you using? Why are you getting such huge results when we lost our crops?
Sure.
And they said, no, it's not the seeds, it's the soil. You need to revive and re-enliven your soil.
Right.
And the root systems, if you saw those pictures, the root systems become gigantic because, you know, there's a food source for the plant. And so the roots grow, you know, 4 or 5 times bigger than your conventional root system. So the plant is much stronger and hardier and actually bigger, and that's why they're doubling their yields.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, you know, in Tetsu Shiratori's film that I showed at my conference a couple months ago here in Olympia, Washington, he actually interviewed farmers in and around Fukushima who've been using effective microorganisms, the same kinds of things you produce, to produce these wonderful fruits and vegetables. And guess what? 80 to 90% of the radiation has been taken completely out of the soil around in and around Fukushima. Of course, this again is not on our
radar.
Mass meeting. Yeah, we don't hear about it, nothing. But it is being very successful. So if it works in Fukushima around one of the worst nuclear disasters in human history, and works in an area in southern New Mexico where you're producing all these marvelous crops with EM, it should work any part of the world.
It will work any part of the world. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of it. What's the half-life of nuclear fallout? What is it, 50,000 years, something like that? So if you can reduce it by 80 to 90% in just a couple of years, that's very dramatic.
Mm-hmm. That is just so wonderful. Just so wonderful. I'm looking at pictures that you sent me of different farmers who've used your EM, and it does work. Just amazing.
Just amazing.
And now you say also it promotes beneficial insects. That's because it's not using harsh chemicals that kill off the insects?
Well, there again, your predator creatures, whether they're, sharks or eagles or whatever, you also have the same thing in the insect world. But the predators go after the weak creatures. They don't go after the healthy. And so if you have healthy soil, you got healthy plants. And so they will not attack healthy plants. They go after the anemic, sickly plants. Mm-hmm. And that's nature's way of removing something that is not healthy. And so their populations just dramatically drop if there's not a food source, of sickly plants. And so that's what I was saying. They actually self-regulate. Their populations go way down, with the predator herbivore insects. Mm-hmm. And also the carnivore insects like your ladybugs, increase in volume and help to remove, the harmful predator insects. So it's interesting the way nature restores balance very quickly.
Well, I have to ask you this question. The U.S. Has a huge agricultural sector. In spite of the tragic drought that's happening in California, they still produce a tremendous amount of fruits and vegetables. But unfortunately, I don't know the figures, maybe you do, but most of these most of the agricultural production in the United States is dependent upon the awful high uses of pesticides, of Monsanto genetically modified corn, for example, and that's not sustainable. If the United States doesn't change to more sustainable, more ecologically based farming, as you do with effective microorganisms, do you think there's going to be a time when other countries in the world will clearly surpass the United States in agricultural production because people won't want to buy our products?
Well, it's already happening. Because the chemical industry is not near as big in the rest of the world, just the United States and Canada, where it's so strong and dominant. For example, in Germany, when they realized that the GMOs were being shoved down their throat, they came up with research and evaluations and changed the law so that the GMO companies, if they were cross-pollinating with the organic natural farmers, the chemical company became liable for damaging the organic crops. In America, it's the other way around. Right. If it cross-pollinates with an organic crop, then Monsanto can sue them because they're not authorized to be growing the GMOs, and they virtually put the organic farmers out of business.
Let me give you a little bit of historical fact that most people don't realize. With respect to genetically modified corn, it was first approved by President Bill Clinton in 1996. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, what's very interesting is today 93% of all corn grown in the United States is genetically modified. And what does that mean? That means that the corn that you eat in a supermarket or you buy from a supermarket that you consume at home here in the United States has a 93% chance of containing carcinogenic and harmful pesticides and Roundup right in the corn itself. And what does that mean in terms of health and health impacts? Well, since 1996, thanks to Monsanto and former President Bill Clinton, the incidence of what's called irritable bowel syndrome has gone from 1 in 10,000 Americans in 1996 to an epidemic today. So if you do have irritable bowel syndrome, it's a good idea to stay off the corn and any other genetically modified foods. And if you go to your doctor and ask for help, they're not aware of this issue because they don't get the nutritional training that they need in medical school, and they're more likely to give you a big pharma drug or surgery. Or
suppress it even more.
Yeah, to make it even worse. So, you know, you're doing a wonderful job for the planet, James, and I just appreciate you so much for coming on today. We've got about, we've got about 5 minutes left, but at the end of the hour, I want to play a few minutes of this beautiful water song as a tribute to both your work and Dr. Emoto. And I wanted to give you the next 2 or 3 minutes to please say whatever you like about your company, and perhaps you'd like to give out your website again.
Well, I understand your program is called Out of This World, and so you deal a lot with metaphysical and interplanetary issues.
Right.
And I just want to point out that from my perspective, according to Carl Sagan, there are over a billion planets in our galaxy alone.
Right.
They have civilizations more evolved than ours.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Just based on a mathematical formula. Mm-hmm. Well, if that's the case, why haven't they contacted us?
Oh, and they're here.
My perspective is they've always been here waiting for us to contact them through our consciousness. And so that's what the paradigm shift is all about.
Right.
They're waiting for us to shift to the paradigm that they live and operate by living in balance and harmony with all of the galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So for me, as soon as our planet makes the paradigm shift, then they will consider us a friendly, non-harmful planet, and then we will be introduced back into the intergalactic community. So just another beautiful consequence of shifting from a suppressive worldview to a, you know, collaborative, interactive, peaceful
worldview. Right. Well, I think the planet. I know that the planet itself is slated for ascension, so we are rising to higher and higher levels. And I think as part of that ascension, James, we need to do things to make this planet not only a better place, a happier place, but also far more sustainable, because Mother Earth is not very happy with some of the things that we've done to her. Fukushima, the Gulf of Mexico, the extinction of the monarch butterfly, the extinction of honeybees, for heaven's sake. I mean, how on earth are we supposed to pollinate our crops if the honeybees are gone, thanks to Monsanto and our government, U.S. government policies? I mean, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. But I think there's a shift happening now. And you're on the vanguard of making that shift. Real quick, before I forget, you're also sponsoring a wonderful water conference in Adelaide, South Australia, in September of 2017.
And
how can these people find out more about that conference?
I'm trying to remember the link, but it's the International Innovation Week, which is in Adelaide, Australia.
Okay.
In September of 2017.
Okay.
And so I was asked to put together a program on, living water or the dynamic nature of water. So I was able to invite Hiro Emoto, who is now the CEO of the Emoto Haru Institute.
Wonderful.
And then Michiko Hayashi.
Mm-hmm.
Is coming, and then
Wonderful.
We also invited Dr. Gerald Hollis, and he
Wonderful.
Also agreed to
Wonderful,
come. So
Wonderful.
We're going to have quite a great presentation, and that is broadcast internationally. And I think the whole event, you can watch the whole week long event for $10 per person.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'd love to give some promos. I'll do anything I can to help promote your conference too. It sounds absolutely wonderful, James. And I want to thank you so much for coming on today, James. You've been wonderful. And please stay tuned for my next guest next hour. And James, I hope you have a wonderful and happy day. And thank you so much on behalf of all my listeners worldwide for your wonderful work to make this planet a better place.
Well, and thank you, Ted, for all your wonderful works as well.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And with that, please stay tuned to our next guest who will be coming on here in a few minutes.